if we change this, what happened to me tomorrow?
Yes.
Same way if I was driving a car in the park.
Yes.
Identical.
Except if you were, after your license were suspended, if you were to drive over that suspension and be apprehended, given a citation, rather than being cited as a misdemeanor crime, you'd be cited as an infraction.
Okay. I'm beginning to. When the committee took their actions, and I'm going through, and the only one that I can find that does this, it says on 6 of that same memo, and it cites 809-410. It's not the only one, but it's any degree of recklessly endangering another. Other sanctions, question for the offense, ? And now I see there's one other case like that. What does that mean? What should I read that to tell me? D of that. Do I know what that tells me, or should I not ask that question?
Mr. Chairman, if I could, I don't know what the question mark means, but there's a memo that was handed out a couple of meetings ago, which lists all the Class A misdemeanors and all the felonies. All the felonies are the same. We're keeping those the same as the current statute. We would have 3 Class A misdemeanors, and everything else would be an infraction. I can show you the memo.
To try to respond, Mr. Chair, to Representative Phillips, I think when we were talking about other sanctions, we were looking at the underlying charge, which would be recklessly endangering another or menacing or criminal mischief. And I think we recognize that, in effect, a person would always be subject to the sanctions provided under existing law, which are not to be changed, or no one suggests can be changed, if that person were recklessly endangering another or criminal mischief.
Okay.
And that happened to result from the operation of a motor vehicle. And as part of that, the court may suspend, and we decided, well, in addition to the sanctions, if convicted of recklessly endangering resulting from the use of a motor vehicle, which we're not talking about changing, we decided those were serious enough offenses that it would still be a crime, i.e., I don't know if it's a misdemeanor or if it's a felony to be suspended in that category, but it would not be changed to the infraction. I think that's the only significance of the D category there.
Okay. Then flipping back on this Mumau issue, on sub 5 of page 2 on his comments, present law requires that all suspension notices be sent by certified mail, restricted delivery, blah, blah, blah. If the bill passes, DMV, will evaluate the demand for certified mail documents and may ask next session to amend this requirement if reduced need can be established. I guess this is to DMV. So we don't know, I'm reading that to say we don't know what this is going to do. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chair, Representative Phillips, Becky Hampton, Motor Vehicles. That's true, we don't know. I've asked a couple of different people, and I seem to get different indications. But I would assume that if somebody posts bail, then probably the prosecutor may not need to have the actual receipt or envelope, which is what we provide them today in the misdemeanor and felony cases. I've kind of gotten both indications, so we're not really sure what's going to happen.
Okay, how are you going to, because whenever you talk to DMV, anything that requires them more paperwork, they all sorts of red bells go off and everything raises up. And I must admit, I'm not terribly sympathetic, just so you know where my bias is coming from. And then we get comments on a major changes in the law that they're not able to evaluate how it, and then you tell me that you talk to several people and get different answers from the folks.
Mr. Chair, Representative Phillips, I didn't talk to various of our people. I talked to district attorneys and prosecuting attorneys and to the state court administrator's office, and didn't get a clear indication of yes, they would continue to need to order copies of those documents wholesale, or no, they wouldn't.
It's a good thing you didn't talk to the state, to the fiscal office. You probably would have gotten confused.
Since I know who you talked to now, I can understand why you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, that's not a criticism. I mean, I can understand why they're sitting out there saying, I don't know. Do it all the time. Okay.
Okay, any further questions? Comments? Okay, the motion is before us. It's conceptual. Several components, some of which I've forgotten already, but to take a look at the bail schedule, to take a look at those components on page 14 that were brought to our attention about indications on the license, see whether or not they can be moved to into the realm of administrative rulemaking or in some way dealt with. That's the motion before us on the amendments. I mean,
the motion was for minimum bail of $3,500 and $1,000.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. $3,500 and $1,000.
Not that we're going to take a look at it.
Scriver is.
What's the $1,000 for? I'm sorry.
Felony.
Felony.
For the felony.
And the question that Mr. Scriver brought up was how do you separate that out, and that may be a problem, but that's conceptual. We'll see how we can deal with that when we come back with it. Those any objection to the amendments, conceptual amendments? If there are none, those are sorted on the bill then.
I move the bill as amended to the full committee with a due pass.
Mr. Springer moves House Bill 3059 as amended with the conceptual amendments to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion on the motion? On the amendment? On the main motion? Clerk, call roll.
Fallon?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Springer?
Aye.
Britton?
Aye. Miller should be indicated as excused. That's it. Except that I understand sub one is coming back in about 45 minutes.
August would be fine. Yeah, I think August.